Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the drive at 5. 30 minutes of nonstop talk with Rich Zeoli.
All right, we are awaiting Trump's comments outside the courthouse. The Trump lawyer says the jury cannot trust the gloat, the greatest liar of all time, Michael Cohen. Welcome back to the show. 30 minutes of nonstop talk for you. We are streaming live on YouTube right now. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. But we have a great event coming up. We do it every year. We're fired up. It's a great organization. The families behind the badge, Children's Foundation. And let me welcome a couple of people in studio with me right now. So Mark O'Connor, of course, is a guy you know quite well. Mark, how you doing, buddy?
Great. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well. It's great to see you. You and I have the same shirt on.
Yes,
only
we
you're
do.
Wearing red, I'm wearing blue. But that's good. You gave me this shirt. And I didn't know it came in men's sizes, so
it's looking a little big on you.
Richard. Yeah, well, you know, I lost a little bit of weight. I'm still trying. Normally, I'd be drinking on the air right now, but I said hold off on the bourbon because trying to start the keto thing, you know. But anyway, you doing well?
Doing great. Everything's great.
Excellent. Tell us about the foundation and what it does and why it exists.
So, Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation has three main pillars. First, to support the families of fallen and critically injured first responders financially. And we try to get there within a few days after the tragedy. We call it an immediacy grant. And it depends on the family on when we can get it there. For example, this coming week, we will be going to see the family of Trooper Bethea, New Jersey State Trooper Bethea, who died in a training accident. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to meet his family and give them some financial support. We also have a program called Police Youth Alliance, which is our second pillar, where we connect cops and kids in non-enforcement positive actions to change the perceptions the kids have of police. And that's never been more needed than it is in today's world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our third pillar is we're starting to get involved in the mental and emotional health of first responders. How do we proactively make the job more tenable and give them a better opportunity to be long-standing members of that community? It's a very difficult job, and particularly in some of the urban areas. And, you know, they're hated at times.
Yeah.
And it's got to wear on you, right? So we're trying to find ways to help them proactively. We did something in Philly in the 9th District where we had a speaker come in, and she's a therapist, and we were there and we were a little concerned. She was a very attractive young woman and we're thinking, oh, this isn't going to work with these cops, you know, 45 cops. She had them eating out of her hand.
I'm sure.
And talked about, you know, how do you sleep? Do you sleep well? No, well, I'm going to help you sleep better, right? And then she went through a whole bunch of very simple things. And at the end, she said, I'll stick around if you want to talk to me. And there was a line of people waiting to meet her. So we were very, very positive about that, too.
I'm glad to hear. I think that's really critically important. Cops feel hated by the leaders of government sometimes. Luckily, this mayor is taking a different approach. She seems very supportive of cops. But yeah, no, there's a lot of mental stress on the job. And then, of course, there's a lot of PTSD. And, you know, for a lot of guys who are first responders, they don't want to talk about it. So I think that that's an excellent addition to the program. I think it's really, really critical. I mean, you lose a friend on the job or you're involved in a situation and it can change your whole outlook, your whole life. So
you're the son of a cop, right?
I am.
You lived it.
Yeah. And a lot of my dad's friends are dying from all the Ground Zero related illnesses. You know, so they're having funerals more and more nowadays, you know, for him and his, you know, his buddies. So it's a lot on these guys. And I, like anything else, any other profession where you got to be a tough guy, sometimes asking for help is not always an easy thing. So I think that by bringing that to the table is very important. Good work.
And we're bringing it to them. We're going to the districts, right? So we're not trying to send them somewhere. We're bringing it to them. They're with their buddies. There was some joking going on, but when she told them, okay, stand up and take off your shoes and take this ball, it was like almost like a very hard tennis ball. So mm-hmm. And rub it on the bottom of your feet. And we're thinking, oh, this isn't going to go well, right? They all did it. They all did it. And they thought it was very powerful. So
we'll do anything to impress an attractive young woman. Am I right? Let me welcome to the show, Jack Costello. Jack, how are you?
Hey, Rich. Good to see you.
So you are the future of the foundation, I'm told.
That's what I heard coming in here. So yeah. I just started back in November. It's been going great. I like to tell people I'm new to the foundation, but not to the mission. My father was a Philadelphia police officer. He was shot in the line of duty. So I saw firsthand how it affected us. He survived, but it definitely it affected him and it affected us as a family. So I'm able, I can empathize. I know where these families are. I know what they're going through, and I'm just privileged that I'm in a position where I can help.
And your name people in Philadelphia know the Costello name. You also helped out with the FOP. You ran the FOP with John McNesby, FOP Lodge 5, which is like a second home.
He did, yes. My father was president of the FOP for two terms.
Yeah. So I think that's great. And, you know, I love being up there whenever I possibly can in the great Northeast. And we have a young man with us today, Earl Kelly. Earl, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, good. You're a Nova guy, huh?
I am. Yeah. I'm going into my third year there. It's been great so far. I love going to a Philly school, but I know that's sometimes debated. I think it's a Philly school at least, but
yeah, yeah. I think people identify it that way, but any school can identify as a Philly school these days. That's fine.
Sure.
Just don't identify as Maryland after that horrific performance in lacrosse against Notre Dame. Oh, I'm embarrassed. And they keep breaking my heart over there. Anyway. All right. Now you're an intern for the foundation.
Yes.
And do you have a criminal justice future in mind? Is that what it is?
You know, no, actually, I don't. I, you know, just saw the mission of mm-hmm. Families Behind the Badge. I've really, you know, done some nonprofit work at Villanova, partnering with Special Olympics there. And, you know, I loved the idea of giving back so strongly to community. And I wanted to find somewhere that did that very well. And I saw the mission that Jack and Mark are promoting here in this company. And I was, you know, really attracted to it. So I applied and luckily they thought I was a good pick as well. And so I'm working here for this summer. And if Jack's the future, maybe I'm the future future.
You're the future future. I like that. That's a good way to put it.
You got to watch my back here.
Knives are coming out. Future future is very important. That's excellent. All right. So let me ask this question now. And this is, we got a couple great events coming up. First of all, Kyle Schwarber is the man. I know the Phillies are doing pretty well so far this season. We're very happy about that. We need a win, right? Kyle Schwarber's the man. And I got to go last year to his neighborhood block party, which was an amazing night. That's coming up again, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about that event.
It's coming up in about 4 weeks, be at the Yards Brewery again. And a lot of the Phillies showed up. And you know, he's such a genuine character. He's just a great guy.
Yeah.
We were down, he invited us down.
He's the son of a cop, Schwarber.
Yes. Mm-hmm. His whole family is first responder oriented. And we went down a few weeks ago. They asked us, he and his group asked us to bring down some family members. And we had 25 people down there. And we went to batting practice and then up in the stands. And he came up and he spoke to everyone. And he's just really an amazing person. And stayed as long as they wanted. The kids were getting him to sign everything, and he just could not have been more cordial. The highlight was one, he asked any questions, and one of the people with us said, "You look like you slimmed down a little bit." And he said, "Oh, yeah, right. I've been waiting for that. Yeah, yeah." Well, but he could not be a nicer guy, and what a great addition to Philadelphia.
Well, you know, last year what I loved too is a bunch of the Phillies came to the event, and then they all spoke at the event too, which was great. So if you have the opportunity to go to Kyle Schwarber's block party coming up, you should, because you'll get to meet Phil. I mean, they all hung out and took pictures with people. And is it going to be at Yards again? I mean, at Yards,
it
right?
Is, yeah. Yeah, June 19th.
June 19th, yeah. And they have great beer there. They really do.
Absolutely,
and excellent food.
Yes,
Tom, who's the owner of Yards, yep, a great guy. He's been on the show before, but he's a terrific guy. And so that's a great night to support law enforcement. We also have the annual bike ride coming up, the Bend of the Shore bike ride. Now, for those that don't know, like maybe you don't know this or not, Earl, years ago I was in the dunk tank. And you know the dunk tank? You
understand? I do, yeah. Right.
Did they tell you about what they did to that water? How they poisoned that well? I mean, literally poisoned that well.
It only took you 9 minutes to bring that up.
Because I'm still having all kinds of health-related problems. This water was pure. You couldn't see. There's no color to describe it. It's not a color. But imagine something the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles might have crawled out of. That's the water they dunked me into in the dunk tank. Disgusting.
That sounds like,
you know,
a great
it started COVID. It started the global pandemic. True story. Yeah,
makes sense.
People think it came from the lab in Wuhan. It was that dunk tank. Disgusting. Now, who's going to be in the dunk tank this year?
Oh, well, we were going to talk to you about that.
Oh, word. Shocking. Well, you got Kale the bike ride this year again. So Nick Kale, the host of Kale and Company in the mornings, of course. Is he doing it again?
He's going in the dunk tank.
He's going to do both?
Both, yes.
The dunk tank and the bike ride?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
We told him it was a way to cool off after the ride. We didn't talk about the rest of it, though. The putrid, disgusting, bubbling.
I actually am now immune from most diseases. So that's how that water was so disgusting. All right, so the Bend of the Shore bike ride is coming up. And what year is this now? How many years?
37.
37th annual. And this is going to be people who bike from Philadelphia all the way to the Irish Pub in Atlantic City. And you still have the lesser route?
Yes, yeah. So we finish at Showboat Hotel.
Okay.
And
the Showboat Hotel.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's 65 from the base of the Ben Franklin Bridge.
Okay.
Leave at 7 o'clock sharp. You can do a 30-mile version start in Hamilton, New Jersey. And it folds into the 65-mile ride as those first riders come by.
So you can pretend like you did the whole thing.
That's correct.
Yeah.
We don't, what goes on the ride stays on the ride. we just want your money, right? And and it's been working out. The 30's been growing quite a bit. We think that's going to be much stronger this year. You can do it virtually. You can do 65 of anything you want. Our mutual good friend, Wayne Bonfiglio, one of our board members,
yep,
Families Behind a Badge, made the mistake of saying in the COVID year, "I'm going to eat 65 donuts." And, you know, a cop saying that resonated pretty.
Yeah,
pretty
talk about
well,
somebody who has not slimmed down, unlike Kyle Schwarber.
That's correct.
That'd be Bonfiglio. So you could do 65 of anything. You could do 65, you could eat 65 donuts, you could do 65 push-ups, you could do, or you can bike 65 miles.
That's correct.
And there are a lot of different teams. Like, I wore my Team Cannoli shirt the other day. I know there's different teams. People get fired up about this. And how many riders did we have last year?
We had 2,300 registered
2,300.
Riders.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What are you expecting this year?
25 is our goal.
25.
Yeah.
Okay.
And last year we raised $1.25 million, and we're hoping to get to $1.5 million this year.
And you could also just go to the party at the Showboat.
Absolutely.
After. You could pretend like you biked and nobody will know. But there's they're still going to do the after party, Jack? We're going to do that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. So the after party is going to be at the Showboat Resort in Atlantic City. $20 for a ticket?
$20.
Yeah. Anyone can come. Everyone's more than welcome.
For $20, you get food and drinks.
Food and
you're
drinks.
You're supporting a great organization.
Wawa supplies the food. They're donating all the food and serving it, so we're happy to have their support.
Wonderful.
Plenty of drinks to be had as well, some refreshments, so it'll be a great time.
how important is it to cops, the law enforcement, first responders, to know that there are people that do this? How much does it help with their morale, their mental health, their sense of feeling like, yeah, people care about what we do?
Yeah. So it's one thing to raise all this money, right? But it's the day of, it's the community spirit involved in the activity, in the ride. You're with colleagues, you're with people who have the same interests as you, the same beliefs. People have speakers on their bikes, they're listening to music, all around great time. And they get to the after party and it's nothing but family and friends and supporters and people showing their appreciation for first responders and law enforcement.
Now, you're young and fit. I imagine you're going to do the 65 miles, right, Earl?
I don't think they're letting me do the 65
what?
Miles.
Earl's got to work.
Oh, they're making you work.
I told them I'd do it backwards, and they still said no.
Now, the question in everybody's mind is, did Nick Cale really finish last year?
He did. He did very well.
Yeah.
I was pretty impressed.
Okay,
I know
you're
he was
lying
a little
right
nervous.
Now. Look at you.
Again, I
he did very well. You know, that's code for, well, you know.
I didn't see the whole ride.
Oh, yeah. You see, there's no actual video footage of it.
Could have sprinkled some water in his head that last block coming in, maybe. But actually, I think he had a good ride.
And, good?
Yeah, I think he's pretty excited for this year.
I mean, I would do it, but I'm not going to do it. So, you know, I'll help in other ways. Now, the one year I had a shoulder thing, then now I just have a lazy thing. So, no. But the people who do this, you got to train. You got to get ready. You got to get mentally and physically fit to be able to make 65-mile ride or 30-mile ride, right?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what you can do if you want to come to the finish line. Maureen Faulkner and her husband, their daughter's in Kentucky, so they like to go visit.
Okay, I'm not speaking to Maureen Faulkner. I won't speak to her.
No, this is good.
No,
this is a positive.
I'm still
She's
angry.
She's going to give you a bottle of bourbon that she and her husband made. So they went to this distillery, right?
She thinks it's going to make it better.
She does.
She thinks
actually.
It's going to make it right.
She says it's great bourbon. So it's called, and it says on the label, "Remember the Fallen."
That's
so
nice.
It's a private label, and yeah, we're going to have a few of them to auction off, and there's one there with Rich Scioli's name on it.
Well, you know, I'm joking around, but Maureen was the one who threw the ball that landed me into the dunk tank. She got an arm, Maureen Faulkner. I mean, the Phillies should look at her, I'm just saying. That's how good she is. And she threw that ball, I went right into that putrid, filthy, green, toxic sludge that they called water that day. And Maureen was so proud of herself, so proud of herself for that. And she did it on the first run, too. It was like she didn't even warm up. She just, boom, nailed it. And then I dropped right in. So that's great that she's going to come. You know, every time there's a an issue revolving Danny and what Krasner's trying to do, and she flies back from California, she's always there. Her support has been unbelievable. She's got to be one of the strongest people I've ever met in my life, honestly.
And she's the mother hen of all of those family members. You know, when we lose someone, she gets on the phone and talks to the spouse. And then when she comes, she'll spend as much time with them as they like. And they all consider her an inspiration. So she's paying it forward.
You
know, that terrible tragedy that won't go away.
No.
That they keep bringing up again. And it's really terrible. But she's got a great attitude, and she's a wonderful supporter of ours.
So I'm talking to Mark O'Connor, Jack Costello, and Earl Kelly from the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation, which you can see as we're streaming live on YouTube right now, is we have a couple of great events coming up, including the 37th annual Bend to the Shore bike ride, and what's the date?
July 21st.
Sunday, July 21st.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So mark your calendar for that and support this incredible organization that helps first responders and their families. And one of the other points, too, that I want to make clear is that even after something happens, and Andy Chan's a great example of this, the family still needs support and help. I mean, he was in a very, very horrific accident. He was a highway patrol officer in Philadelphia. The family still needs support, and you guys still do things to help the family, right?
Yeah, we have a big event in December. It's called the Andy Chan Holiday Block Party on 2nd Street. And unfortunately, when these tragedies happen, these family members become a part of our family. And we don't ever forget. We constantly stay in touch with them and reach out. And they appreciate it more than they can even verbalize. You know, the news cycle changes and we all move on with our lives. And Teng Chan has to wake up every morning and take care of Andy and get her kids to school and go to her job. And we've kind of forgotten. And that's understandable, but that's what our foundation is about, is not forgetting.
And it's a good way for all your listeners. I know they all feel the same way. There's a few loud people complaining about the police, but the vast majority of the public love and support the police and fire and EMS. And our ride is a way that they can show that. They can be involved. They can do the virtual.
Yes.
They can just go to bend2shore.org. They can go to bend2shore.org and make a donation to the 1210 team if they want. So there's a lot of ways to be involved. But they should do that. They should show these first responders, hey, we're here. We got your back.
Yeah, well said, Mark O'Connor. Well said. And I think, too, and you know, Jack Costello, when you think about being the son of a Philly cop who was shot in the line of duty, and you think about the effects that that has, as a son of a cop, you know cops are good guys. But for a lot of kids, they don't know that. I mean, I remember years ago, there was an officer who was in studio with me. And he said he was at a Wawa and the kid was acting up and the mom said to the kid, you know, you better be good or I'm going to have that cop come over and arrest you. And the officer said, no, ma'am, please don't say that. We want the kids to know we're there for them to help them. And, you know, being the son of law enforcement, we get that, right? We understand they're the good guys. They're our dads. They're good guys. And we grew up around cops and they're good guys. But for a lot of people out there, they don't. And I think that one of the most amazing things that the foundation does is that connection of young people, young kids, and law enforcement in a non-confrontational manner to teach them that, hey, you can go and you should trust the police and they are your friend. It's a good thing.
Sure. Rich, they're talking about our Police Youth Alliance, we call it. We just recently had an event at a school up in Bucks County in collaboration with the Pennsylvania State Troopers. They're having a lot of behavioral issues at their school, especially their fifth graders. But the troopers started to go there. Our main program is they read to the first graders. We have the same trooper that comes in, reads to them once a week. Mm-hmm. We got to see it firsthand a couple weeks ago, and the kids loved him. But we talked to the teacher, and she said the kids were nervous when he first showed up. He was in full uniform, big hat and everything, and the kids were intimidated. But we didn't see that. We saw the kids. They loved him. They had such a great rapport. But she said there were some behavioral issues. So the troopers started to come to their lunch recesses and just engage with the kids. They'd play basketball with them, dodgeball. Huh. And she had the numbers to prove that there was an improvement since that program started with bullying, with fighting. The numbers went down. And this has been about 3 years, I think. It's been in process. So we have a number of programs like that, and we've seen the results from that.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
And remarkable that you can quantify it like that.
Right, exactly, yeah.
I think that's excellent because that kind of presence, that adult presence in that manner is so important. I've seen that firsthand with some cops in some of the departments around where my wife and I live. And whenever they get involved with the kids, I've seen cops just pull over. Kids will be playing basketball and they'll get out and start shooting the ball around with them. I think stuff like that matters. I really do.
It's great, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I grew up. If you were in trouble, talk to a cop.
Yeah.
First thing you do, if you're lost, talk to a cop.
Yeah.
And you don't see that these days, and it's a shame.
We had, when I was growing up, remember that Norman Rockwell painting of the cop with the kid in the diner?
Sure.
Yeah. And, you know, the little boy's a runaway. He's kind of thing, and the cop's sitting there with him. That was, that's what I was, in my mind, I think, of that respect. But you mentioned earlier, Mark O'Connor, you know, it's not easy to be a cop. A lot of people hate you. I always say this about law enforcement. It's the only profession in America where if somebody screws up, it's a referendum on every single person who wears a badge. I mean, you'll be a bad cop somewhere who does something he shouldn't do, and every cop is held accountable for that. You know, and you have these ridiculous political movements like defund the police and all these other idiots who are out there saying these things. And that matters. I mean, imagine every day you get suited up to go to work. You know that you went into law enforcement to try to do good. Now people think you're a bad person. Your family says, okay, this may be the last time I see you, you know, go have a safe shift. But, you know, as son of a cop, you grow up believing that this could be the last time I see my dad. Your case, it almost was. Your dad was shot in the line of duty. I mean, and so to have a foundation that's there to support them and to build them up and to make them feel appreciated is really important. But it also does something else, too. And it tells the story of the positive effects that cops have in law enforcement and first responders and the sacrifices that they make. And I don't want to forget our firefighters here either. It's an incredibly dangerous job. It's an incredibly tough job, especially as the summertime comes and you got to wear all that equipment. And you got to go out there and, you know, and I think that What the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation does is it helps these first responders feel good about the job they're doing. We do appreciate them. We are rooting for them. We do have their back, but not enough people say it. You know, and not enough people say it to them. And I think that this goes a long way towards doing that.
Completely agree. And think of it, when you're a policeman, you're not allowed to make a mistake. You can have a bad day. You have to be perfect.
Yeah.
Every call you go on. And that's impossible. You know, these guys and these women, they don't have psychology degrees when they roll up on somebody having an episode, but they're expected to deal with it and deal with it perfectly. And that's just impossible. We hold them to a ridiculous standard. So I do think that they appreciate when the public lets them know they're doing a good job. So I try to do that all the time now. Just say hi, just wave. And I think we all need to do a little bit more of that.
Yeah, I bring my kids are 9, 7, and 4. So whenever there's a local police officer, I always bring them over and they give a high five or something like that. It's really important. Earl Kelly, now you're at Villanova. You're interning for the foundation this year. Ultimately, what have you seen firsthand that you think people in your generation, I guess you'd be what, Gen Z? Or are you younger than that?
I'm Gen Z.
How does Gen Z feel about cops these days?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on what audience of Gen Z you're looking at, of course. Yeah. You know, I don't think it's consistent across Gen Z, but, you know, to the points we made earlier, a lot of them, you know, are scared of the cops or are, you know, in these defund the police movements because of, you know, what the media is sometimes portraying on how these cops feel. And, you know, I don't agree with this. Obviously, I wouldn't be here with the foundation if I did. But, you know, that's why I think events like this are so important, because it's able to, again, show that, yeah, the community does really support these. And there are people my age that support the cops and the firefighters and the EMTs out there. And continuing to raise awareness for these kind of things is essential to kind of flipping the narrative in a lot of cases.
That's great. Well, you're a very impressive young man. I wish you all the best of luck. I think it's great. Earl, welcome aboard. I think you're going to do fantastic work as the future. Earl is the future. Jack, I mean, welcome aboard as the future. And then Earl will be your future. But Jack Costello, it's great to have you. I'm sure the Philadelphia cops love the Costello name, and you know they're happy to have you on board. And of course, Mark O'Connor, you've done such great work over the years with the foundation. You and Bonfiglio. I hate to give him any credit, but you know he does deserve it. So again, the website for people to go and support Team 1210 in the Bend to the Shore bike ride?
BendToShore.org.
BendToShore.org. Sign up, help out any way you can. We'd appreciate it very, very much. I'm going to break a couple minutes early here, but we'll come right back and we'll give you the latest on the trial that's going on with Trump in New York. Any breaking news you might have missed, we'll bring you up to speed on that. I do want to say, if you have noticed, it's now officially summertime. So if you're ready to lose that weight, and you should be, you don't want to be wearing a shirt at the pool or the beach, you got to reach out to my friends at NJ Diet. Get slimmer for the summer without any shots. NJ Diet is nearly twice as effective as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. You will lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. You are fully monitored the entire time, and you even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations close by in Cherry Hill, King of Prussia, Princeton, and Newark, Delaware, or live online video consultations on your schedule. Just go to 855-5-NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today. 855-5-NJ-DIET. You don't want to take the shots. You don't want to deal with the side effects and have to take them for the rest of your life. And it's all nonsense. And you don't want to have to wear a shirt at the pool. So NJ Diet's going to help you and make you lose the weight. Feel good. Guaranteed weight loss. 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, we got a couple of updates for you, but this is our happy hour brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. By the way, you know who's not happy right now is James Carville. He said the Democrats' messaging is full of ass that I can't say on the air. But anyway, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place, will be there live June 21st, our next live show, Friday, June 21st. Would love to have you join us for that. So please come to Cape May and join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Friday, June 21st at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. All right, some updates for you, and this has just happened. Matt DeSantis, what do we got? You were following this while I had a guest in studio.
Yeah, so they did take a 20-minute break, and Justice Merchan said that the jurors, they look pretty alert to me, which the New York Times says indicates that they will push through and finish closing arguments before the end of the day. It's just going to take a little while.
Okay, just going to take a little while. So you're going to try to bang all this out before the day is out. All right, very good. I think everybody would be happy when this is over, so there you go. And then tomorrow there'll be the instruction to the jury, and then there'll be the jury deliberations. So that's what will happen there. I did want to play, we got a bunch of other stuff to get to too, but we talked about the Reagan movie. I think this looks great. I think Dennis Quaid nails it as Ronald Reagan in this. I don't know if you've had a chance to see the trailer yet. We should post it to social media. A lot of it's visual, but I think this movie's going to be fantastic. Here's a little bit of the trailer. Take a listen.
Welcome to your life.
There's nothing a retired governor can do, but a president. Now he can do a thing or two.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
I will be frank with you that as a citizen, I would not like to see any political party outlawed on the basis of its ideology, because I still believe, Mr. Chairman, that democracy can handle it.
I was a brand new KGB officer given my first intelligence assignment, a certain actor and union leader.
Dutch, there's a purpose for your life.
You can run from a bully for so long, but after a while, you're going to have to stand up to him.
It's my boy!
There's about to be another war right here in Hollywood. The commies on one side, the mob on the other. And you're right in the middle, son.
If you put as much work into your career as you do making your speeches, you'd have an Oscar by now.
Hello, I'm Nancy Davis.
Hello, Nancy Davis. I'm Ron Reagan.
I'm curious, Ron.
What would you say is the issue of our time?
No question about it. Communism and the Soviet Union.
Get in the game. Run for office.
It
It's you.
I'm running for governor, and I would like your vote.
I've forgotten your name.
Do his initials help, RR?
Honey, Roy Rogers is here. And he's running for governor.
Ronnie, remember when we met? You told me that you wanted to make a difference in this world. You know what you have to do.
Governor Reagan again, typically, is against such a proposal.
There you go again.
But he was not afraid to take us on.
There's nothing a retired governor can do about the Soviets, but a president.
Now you can do a thing or two.
Welcome to your life.
I was a lifeguard on a river.
There's no turning back.
And I learned how to read the currents. Not just the ones on the surface, but also the ones deep underneath the water.
I am about to start the biggest war of this century, and I'm not going to fire a single shot.
You're going to blow up 8 years of diplomacy.
Well, if you think that got their undies in a while, you just wait.
What did the president know, and when did he know it?
What would you have me do?
I want you to fight!
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Wants to rule the world.
Looks good. It's told from the, it's a fictional account, fictional ex-KGB agent played by John Voight. So from the perspective of that fictional ex-KGB agent. And Dennis Quaid came out and endorsed Trump a short time ago. He played the clip before we went to break, but he basically said, you know, he thinks he's going to vote for Trump. The weaponization of the justice system against Trump being the thing that has pushed him over the top. And I think a lot of people are in the same boat with that. I really do. August 30th is the release date for Reagan. I think it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. I have to also tell you, I took the kids to see Garfield yesterday with Chris Pratt as the voice of Garfield.
Any good?
Excellent. I loved it. I thought it was great. Chris Pratt, who of course is also in the Jack Carr series. He plays James Reese. He plays him in on that. Chris Pratt from Parks and Rec, great actor, very funny, Star-Lord. He was terrific as Garfield. Samuel L. Jackson plays his father, his cat father. And Ving Rhames plays a bull. So that was great. Kids loved it. It's a lot of fun. Because it was raining yesterday, so what are you going to do with the kids when it's raining? I'm taking the movies.
I saw it just barely got nipped by Furiosa as the number one movie at the box office this weekend.
Well, I will tell you, it's a very pro-family movie, Garfield. Has a very pro-family message, which I like. I like when movies have a good message like that. So if you have little kids or grandkids, you want to do something with them, I think you'll be happy with Garfield. Now, it does have the wacky kind of, you know, like they're throwing each other off trains and stuff, but you got to expect that. It's Garfield. And also, there's a lot of fat shaming. Be warned. There's a lot of fat shaming that goes on.
Does he eat lasagna?
Of course he eats lasagna. Good. He eats buckets of lasagna.
Is that where the fat shaming comes in?
Bingo. Fat shaming over the lasagna and the eating of the pizza and everything else. So I'm surprised that the left does not scream that Garfield objectifies big fat cats.
I'll give him a chance. It's only been out a weekend.
Yeah, I know. And if anyone will find it, Libs of TikTok will. So or send it my way if you see anyone on the left outraged that Garfield is fat shaming fat cats. Let me know. All right? Please. Let me know if you hear that. Okay, the other thing too, and this is the issue of what's happening in court. And I'll give you my perspective on this, and it's the big story of the day. It's brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental.com, VanariaDental.com. There's a couple different ways this plays out, but let's assume the scenario where it's a hung jury. Hung jury, win for Trump, no question about it. Can you have one person on that jury who says they have not proven their case? Prosecution has not proven its case. The government has not proven its case. We still don't know what the crime here is that makes it a federal offense. And if we do, and it is the idea that Trump hid this from the voters, what does it mean for politicians who either hide things from the voters or outright lie to them? The great example today was, could Joe Biden be charged in court for lying about inflation to everybody? Great question. Great question. So this opens up a terrible precedent. Obviously, if he's acquitted, it's a huge win. But I don't think it's going to happen because it's New York. And I don't want to be overly optimistic. He should be acquitted. But the idea that there's going to be one juror on there who's going to be nuts, who's going to say that Trump is guilty just because he's got to be guilty of something, that's what concerns me. Now, the third scenario, and this is the one that everybody is worried about, is the notion that he's found guilty. Okay? I, for one, don't see this as being fatal to Trump's candidacy. And I think the reason for that is a couple of different things. But this is a quick update from Jonah Bromwich, who's in the courtroom. An extremely interesting move by Joshua Steinglass. He's one of the prosecutors just now. He moved very quickly over some of the testimony most damning to Trump as it came from Michael Cohen. That's the New York Times making that observation. So think about it. Michael Cohen is the gloat, the greatest liar of all time. That's what they said about him today. He's the gloat, greatest liar of all time. If the prosecution is already realizing what a terrible witness he was by getting on the stand and then admitting that he stole from Trump, remember, he stole money from the Trump organization. And I don't think the prosecution knew that when they put Michael Cohen on the stand. So if they're already saying that about Cohen now, and now they're trying to bury some of his testimony, just kind of gloss over it, that's because the issue now, this trial has come down to much more about Michael Cohen than it has Donald Trump. That's not where you want to be if you're the prosecution. If you're the prosecution and this trial has now become more about Michael Cohen, the witness, the star witness, than it has about Donald Trump, the accused, you got a problem. So is it possible that they come back and Trump's acquitted? Absolutely. It's possible. That even a Trump-hating juror just says, I can't find Michael Cohen credible. The guy is such a liar. I don't like Trump, but I gotta go with justice on this. I gotta go with the rule of law, and this is crazy. I can't take this guy at his word because he's a freaking liar. But the third scenario of Trump being found guilty, it's May. Let's say the verdict comes out tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. We'll be on the air all week. Obviously, I'm even gonna be here on Friday, just in case. I know. Shocking.
But it's summer.
We're all as surprised as you are. But he's got June, July, August, September, October, 6 months to convince people that this guilty verdict is not what is the key issue. And if there's anybody who can do that, it's Trump. If there's anybody who can do this, it's, again, I don't think you're going to find him guilty. It needs to be a hung jury. But if there's anyone who could spin this to his benefit, it's Donald Trump. So I particularly don't think it's as fatal as other people think it is. And I'll leave it at that. And we'll see what the jury does. And I'm not going to make my only prediction at this point is that it's a hung jury. But there are seven states right now where Trump could actually expand the electoral map in November. And I don't think a verdict in New York changes that. I don't think a guilty verdict changes that. This is from thehill.com. Former President Trump is talking about flipping blue leaning states and is already tight race with Joe Biden for the White House. Trump and Biden are fighting for a handful of key battleground states that we've talked about a lot on the show, Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan. But the former president's campaign contends that traditionally bluer states are also in play. He set his sights on two of those, Minnesota and Virginia. States that voted against him in 2016 and 2020, but where some polls now suggest the two are just a few points apart. And a big reason for that, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. No doubt about it. Minnesota, the last time it voted Republican in a presidential election was more than half a century ago. Trump has often named Minnesota as a state where he could expand his map on the way to winning the presidency. Little fact, fun fact for you. In 1984, Ronald Reagan won every state in the union except for Minnesota. But how, and the candidate he ran against was from Minnesota. How much did he lose Minnesota by, Matt DeSantis? Do you know?
I remember it was kind of close, wasn't it?
It was less than 1%.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So Reagan won every state in the country. He lost Minnesota by less than 1%. I think it might be something like 0.68% or something like that. It was that close in the biggest landslide in American history, excluding Roosevelt's landslide in, I guess, it was 26. Now, the polling numbers for Donald Trump in Minnesota look very, very good, where you've got Trump now leading in the blue state of Minnesota by 3. And now you throw in the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. factor in this, and it's a big problem. Biden has, if you look at all the polls altogether, Biden has a lead of 0.6%, which is just about what Reagan lost the state by in 1984. In other words, it's absolutely possible Trump could flip Minnesota. No doubt about it. Especially when you think about crazy people in Minnesota, college kids, the Ilhan Omars, the Rashida Tlaibs, all these people, Michigan, Minnesota, these states where you've got crazy people and crazy young people who don't like Joe Biden, and then they could vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Trump nearly won in 2016 to Hillary Clinton by less than 2 percentage points, the closest margin of victory for a Democratic presidential candidate since 1984. That's when Reagan almost won the state of Minnesota. But Biden carried it in 2020, winning by 7 points, of course, by, you know, cheating. Trump has vowed to win the North Star state in 2020 and said he's never coming back if he loses it, 2024. Trump returned to the state earlier this month for the Republicans' Lincoln-Reagan dinner and saying he won Minnesota both times. Now, the other state that I think is very important to think about is Virginia. If you're listening from Virginia, like our buddy Johnny Cook is, you know Virginia is a state Republicans used to be able to rely on. But Virginia became the home of the swamp. I mean, literally became the home of the swamp. If you live in Northern Virginia, you work for the government. You're either a lobbyist or you're literally a government worker, and you vote Democrat, you vote blue, and you're certainly going to vote against Donald Trump. The problem, though, for Democrats, again, going into this campaign, is that right now, Biden is up in Virginia less than 2 percentage points. Now, let's say you take 2020 numbers at face value. Biden beat Trump in Virginia by nearly 500,000 votes 4 years ago. Let's say that half of that's real. Say the other half was not. Even if Biden really beat Trump by that number, by 500,000 votes, let's say it's real. Let's say there was no cheating in Virginia. Biden actually won the state by 500,000 votes 4 years ago. Right now, he's only leading Donald Trump by 2 points. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you about Joe Biden? It's the same thing with the black vote and the Hispanic vote. Even if you take 2020's numbers at face value, and you say there was no cheating whatsoever, and 2020, the numbers are all clean. Let's say you take it from that, right? Trump is still outperforming with the black vote and leading with the Hispanic vote, even if those 2020 numbers are all real. Now, imagine if some of them are not. And it shows you how much trouble Joe Biden is really in. And you got to wonder, as the Democrats are all freaking out, and there's that Politico story that I share with you, and as James Carville's coming out and saying, the Democrat party is full of S. Their message, the message of the party is full of S. You got to wonder, how many of them know that the numbers in 2020 were inflated? But if you're taking those numbers at face value, it's still bad news for Joe Biden. It's terrible news for Joe Biden. I mean, if you believe that Joe Biden won Virginia by 400,000 votes and right now only has a 2% lead over Donald Trump, how do you make that up? How do you make that ground up? Then you think into RFK Kennedy Jr. and how RFK could be pulling people away from Joe Biden. And there's more. There's other states, too, Trump could flip. Maine, for example. Maine is even more in the further reaches of the map for Republican presidential candidates, having not voted for one since 1988. But it's not completely inconceivable if the election moves toward landslide territory. A Pan-Atlantic Research Omnibus poll found Trump ahead of Biden by 6 points among Maine voters. 6 points. New York. Well, obviously, we saw him go to the South Bronx and say he's going to win the South Bronx. And I don't care if he wins New York or not. Be great for bragging rights. But nevertheless, he told Lawrence Jones, we're going to win this state. Polling shows Biden predictably ahead of New York, which has voted blue in presidential elections for more than 3 decades. But one new Siena College poll puts Biden's lead in the single digits, with 47% to Trump's 38%. Now let's look at New Jersey. New Jersey, again, another blue state where everybody writes it off and says, hey, you know what? We can't win. He did an interview with New Jersey 101.5. He spoke to the morning show host there, Bill Spadia. He said, we're going to try and win the state of New Jersey. I want the people to know that. It's not just going to be like, gee, maybe we can get close. We're going to win it. New Mexico. New Mexico last voted for a Republican president in 2004. And though Trump has had his hand to turn New Mexico red last cycle, Biden won in 2020 by roughly 10 points. But take that at face value and now look at the polling. Biden has a 7-point edge in the state of New Mexico. Let's say you write off New Mexico. You say he can have it. Trump wins Georgia. Trump wins South Carolina, North Carolina. Trump wins Maine or Michigan. Trump wins Pennsylvania. It's game over. It's game, set, match. But the point is, if Democrats now have to spend money to protect territory, think of what that means. You're now forcing them to spend money. And this is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VeneriaDental.com. You're forcing them to play defense in blue areas that they thought they had locked up. You force them to spend money playing defense in Virginia and also in Minnesota and even, hell, Maine. Now, that's a real problem for Joe Biden. It's a real problem. And you throw in the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. factor into all this. They got a major problem on their hands. You take the numbers of 2020 at face value, and I know a lot of people don't, but even if you take them at face value, Trump is still outperforming those numbers. So imagine if some of those numbers did turn out to be fugazis. Democrats are really double secret probation in trouble. It's a mess for them right now. It's an absolute mess. All right, we got our fourth and final hour coming up. We're expecting Trump is going to speak at some point. And we played you earlier the clip of Pete Buttigieg trying to explain how the government built maybe 7 or 8 EV charging stations after spending billions of dollars. But he also blamed something else on climate change. I'll share that with you in our fourth and final hour straight ahead. We're going to give you all the updates from the trial as they come out, too. And it's still going. So you might have some updates before we end the show tonight. Cooper University Healthcare is South Jersey's leading academic health system for a reason. It's where the Zioli family goes for all of our healthcare needs. Cooper's experts provide award-winning primary and specialty care at more than 100 offices throughout the region, including personalized cancer care through the MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper, groundbreaking stroke and neurosciences care, advanced surgical services, cutting-edge clinical research, and more. Recognized regionally and nationally, make Cooper your first choice for outstanding care close to home. For an appointment, call 800-8-COOPER or cooperhealth.org. Remember, baby Reagan was born at Cooper. I got my surgery last summer at Cooper Hospital, and we use Cooper for urgent care needs as well because the Cooper Urgent Care is staffed by the very same physicians and nurses who are on the front lines at the region's number one level one trauma center at Cooper University Hospital. So the same people you'll see for life's everyday urgent care needs. Make Cooper your first choice, just like my family does. Get an appointment by calling 800-8-COOPER or cooperhealth.org.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.